Okay, so I'm gonna do something a little different today. And you guys are like, yeah, like always. But no, this time it's special. Okay. I don't really know how to talk about it because it's not, I've never done it. It's more like, ah. Okay. No. Quick, don't lose them. Okay. No. This is a facial expression. Oh, and they're back. Okay. Nope. Okay, well, I'm gonna, this is the first. Okay, this is the part that is secret. But I'm gonna yell into a microphone. Okay. No, it's not a secret. Big time. Okay, I'm recording my first podcast right now. But this is, yeah, so you guys are all here for it, and I'm going to put it up on my website. But I want it to be, like, really professional, and just really serious, and really good. And it's probably not going to be all those things at once. But who cares? So just pretend like you know what's going on. But you, it doesn't, it's not really up to you, I guess. So no one's gonna mess it up. Don't feel sad if it doesn't go good. It's not your fault. Okay. So I have a special guest, but first, okay. Oh, first I should pretend. Shh, none of that ever happened. Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Stuffed Animal Party. That's the name. That's the name. You all knew that. Okay. Did everyone bring their stuffed animals? Show me. Oh wow, a zebra. Oh, look at the. What's his name? Oh yeah, I heard you. That's good. Yeah, and over there. Oh, an unoriginal teddy bear. Oh. Okay, that's what you do first. You talk about stuffed animals, and you can say animal however you want. Perfect, ma. Okay, then. Because yeah, this is a real podcast. I'll just say that just to make sure. Yeah, I'm Ann Garrison, and I'm in charge of it. Okay, so, and, oh, what's next? Oh, always, we do this, even though this is the first one. Oh, it's time to read from Andy's Pirate Journal. Okay, Pirate Journal, day one, 1999. The ocean is so big. coordinates, 55 degrees longitude, 74 degrees latitude, 98 degrees the band. Of a cat that's also a dinosaur. That's for the. Okay, no one. This is really just for the people who got here early because they knew I was doing this. Yeah, I'll post it on the podcast and the extras. Yeah, if you saw it, you're laughing hard. Man, visual. Alright, now our first guest. And our only guest, probably. I don't. What? Oh, you need these. Okay. No, this is all off the cuff. Okay. Oh yeah, first guest's name is Gordon Blunkett. He's really real. And he's our first guest, and but oh, he couldn't make it. Because he died. Like a while ago. But I was like, let's go do the podcast. Okay. So Trevor Anderson coming up. He's a comedian too. He's gonna You all know him. You're here to see him. Yeah. Woo! Woo! Yeah! Okay. Who's gonna share the mic?
No, I'm gonna take it.
Okay. So Trevor. No, hey. No, don't. Oh,
okay.
See, no one can see you right now. Okay.
All right.
Okay. So you're just gonna do this. He knows Gordon Blunkett. They're best friends. Until the accident. Okay, but here, okay, here, just do this. Come on, Trevor! Okay, off the cuff, though, okay?
Okay.
Okay, off the cuff, stick to it. Okay. Natural. Welcome to my podcast. Whoops. No. Okay. Okay, Gordon. Is it recording? I hope so. This is really good. Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, man, we've been doing it for 4 minutes. Okay. Really good. Okay. Gordon Blunkett. What are you famous for?
I know. Yeah. I invented bags for marbles. Woo! Some fans here to see my work. Before bags for marbles, you had to hold them or set them down. You can also put teeth or small chunks of bananas in the bag. That's pretty much it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I already knew that. Okay. Okay. I bet you're pretty rich.
If money was antioxidants, I'd be a pomegranate or a blueberry. Because I'm rich in antioxidants. But I'm not a pomegranate.
What's a pomegranate?
It's a type of rock similar to granite, but more palm.
Yeah, I already knew that. So, what's your favorite book?
I don't know how to read. I went through a blind phase in preschool. I asked my parents for a seeing eye unicorn. Can you tell Annie about this? I asked my parents for a seeing eye unicorn. All one word. They bought me a dog with a party hat on it and told me it was a unicorn. I went along with it for so long that it would have been awkward to admit I was a liar. Eventually, I hired a homeless man to pretend to be Jesus, and he healed me.
Unbelievable! Okay, what's the biggest word that you know? You can't read.
Probably bunny.
Can you spell bunny?
Q, chair, wiggle, wiggle, W.
Yeah, that wasn't even close. You're an idiot. You definitely can't read. Oh, man, we have to wrap this up. Okay, what's the plural of owl?
Owl and another owl.
What's your best pickup line to get a friend?
You know how when a waitress brings you a plate and warns you about how hot it is, and then you don't believe her, and you touch it, and it's hotter than a regular plate?
Yeah?
That's what I say.
Oh, man. I tell them about my pirate journal, and then I read it. Reading comes in handy.
Well, I have a heightened sense of smell, so it makes up for it.
What's your favorite smell? I'm asking the tough questions.
Blue. Wait, no, I read that wrong. I mean, glue.
Wait,